body meant for power, love be getting up. You also love. If you the homie, make you pay me up. Try chest, bow, cruise, leave it up. May nobody tell me, make a button up. You know they dance, you know they fear, fear, fear. Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you there? Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you there? You come party, gun they press phone for yeah, yeah, yeah. You better losing up, but I like you don't care, care, care.
This is Alexia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And this is Zen, or The Skill to Catch a Vibe.
Thank you. the hopeless sinners who has hurt all mankind. Just a savior's own belief.
One love.
Is holy, I'm a Gideon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no doom. Have pity on those whose chances grow ten. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Give you all the things and praises. thanks and praises.
We back.
Really? No way.
It's us. We're back.
Wow. What's up, guys?
We were just talking about how I used to think that I was adopted because my brother and I look exactly alike, but we look nothing like our parents. I think people think that I look like my mom, but I don't see as much of a resemblance as other people see. I see more of a resemblance of me to my brother than I do to my mom.
That's interesting. I mean, I look exactly like my mother, so.
Yeah, yeah. This is true.
Yeah. Strong genes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to.
Oh, do you want?
I'll have to see you guys next to each other. No, not yet. We won't do ladders just yet. Ladders will come in a little while.
How much time are we gonna?
We have a whole 45 minutes, my friend.
No, I mean, like for this break.
Oh, we have a while. We have like 5 minutes.
All right, great.
What do you want to talk about?
We got to anoint this tie I have around my waist.
Your neck.
Around my neck. My neck. Businessman is doing their
thing.
I'm
in the chair.
You're in the chair. You deserve.
Businessman's in the chair.
I was like, this is so amazing.
I need to be anointed.
That's right. I'm coming over.
Anoint me.
Sorry, guys. This is
with the tie.
A little bit different. It's a little different. I don't know what I'm doing. One second.
I feel like it becomes useless to do visual gags on the radio. It seems completely counterintuitive, but I feel like if we describe it enough.
It's not counterintuitive. Okay, guys.
I think it's counterintuitive.
So I have this tie. Do you want me not to do it?
No, I'll put it on.
All right,
it on my
it's
neck.
Summer vibes. We got to.
It's summer vibes.
Business.
We have to get into business.
We're manifesting Alexia's business. Entrepreneurship. That's what we're looking. Oh, look at that.
Now that you've gotten
around
a job.
The neck.
It's time to manifest me getting a job for the summer. I'm hoping that I can work maybe with some, I don't know. At this point, I'm applying to random stuff like live animals and stuff.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you have birds. I feel like that's just right up your alley.
I'm highly qualified.
Highly qualified.
Extremely qualified.
Extremely qualified.
You know, I've business time. And then all of these art applications we got going on.
Mm.
It's a little bit much. It's the only thing that we ever talk about.
You're saying college is a little bit much? Is that really what you're saying to me?
Maybe a little bit.
Wow.
It's kind of tough.
I don't know about all that. No, I agree.
Yeah. I think that with all the show planning that I've been doing for the show that Mia and I are in and Mitch.
Can you do promotions for that?
Yeah. ISS show coming up.
Tell us the date.
Hold on, let me
shout it out.
I forget.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh. Oh, April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Piano Craft Gallery. Really looking forward to it. I've got some great work. Everybody's got great work going in there. I put my heart and soul into this piece. It's taken me about a year to work on this, and it is going to see the light of day once again. And I'm really excited. And then obviously job applications and show applications and scholarship applications and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So you heard it here first, 26th.
April 26th. Be there to see Mia and I and all of our classmates' wonderful work.
That's right.
Yeah, Mia and Charlie off in the Everglades. I don't know.
Were they in the Everglades?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Hanging out with some gators.
I kept forgetting about it. You know.
A little jelly.
Gators.
But you know what? We have our own things going on. We're going to go see some nice museums. Talk even more shop and business while we're gone.
More business?
We never rest. The grind never rests. The hustle never rests.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. what we have coming up next for music, you know, we're on the radio, is Up Top by Busty and the Bass, then Don't Want to Fall in Love by Kyle, then Instant Crush by Daft Punk, then I Feel It Coming by The Weeknd. We have two songs by The Weeknd in this hour, which I'd say is cheating and not allowed. And we also have two Childish Gambino songs within this hour.
No, it's allowed for Childish.
Cheating and not allowed.
No, it's Childish.
But let me just say, they're from separate albums. It's not repetitive. It's all summer and needed to be done. When I listened to The Weeknd and when I listened to Childish Gambino, it was just like, I needed that. That was like the pivotal summer of my life. Ooh, I needed that.
Ooh, I needed that.
I had two pivotal summers of my life. I had, in terms of music, I had the one where I started listening to the indie type music like Vacations and Somersault and all that, which was in eighth grade. And then a year before that was seventh grade when I listened to The Weeknd, Childish Gambino, and Tyler, the Creator. And those were two pivotal moments in my music taste. And I feel like both of those were blended very nicely together today within this playlist. I feel like summer, it was a time, was the peak time for listening to music because I was so bored all the time. But, you know, coming up next is another one of my favorite songs to listen to in Florida. We'll see you guys at the next break when we will be talking about ladders.
Ooh, see y'all next time. Soon.
Turn it up.
love it, baby, you bad. Yeah, 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 heard you got a boyfriend. That's cool, girl, where is he at? Ooh, he fucked up, you lucked up. You done ran to the motherfucking man. Look, I make you my babe for a day. He should be happy I'm giving you back. Cause I can make you wifey for a week. We can spend a weekend in Japan. If anyone fuck with my Akin Chan, tell him they'll get fucking Jackie Chan. Honestly, I'm better as your boy. I'll be kinda shitty as your man. Let's go back to only being friends. Sorry, girl, I hope you understand. It's just... Nope.
No, 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 that's just
that's right.
I run. Make the night feel good.
So good, so
baby,
good.
I'll fight you till the end. I
run.
I don't wanna fall in love.
No,
no, no, no,
that's
just
that's right.
I run. You make the night feel good.
So good,
baby,
so good.
I wasn't leading you wrong, girl. I just forgot where I was going. I got way too attached. That wasn't the plan. And I knew a girl just like you once. We ended up hating each other cause we couldn't let it. Been again. No,
I don't wanna fall in love. No, no, love cuts just like a knife.
Baby,
you make the night feel good.
Baby,
I'll fight you till the end.
Well, I'm putting my ding, 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 pulling at my heartstrings, ding, ding, ding. When I'm trying to let go, look, it's hard enough to leave you alone with the phone going ring, ring, ring. Please let me go, cause I don't wanna fall in love. Cause the last time left me go, when she left my house, she ain't even let me know. Nigga, she ain't even leave me notes. Part of the reason I'm easily hurt, part of the reason I'm leaving you first. Part of that part of me, give my apologies. I know that working on it never works. And I'm sorry it's you, but hey, what should I do? Be happy with lies and be sad with the truth. Don't be ashamed, you see, love is a game. And I still wanna play, I'm just too scared to lose. And I know you are too. But it's good, you know? I mean, we're young, we don't need to be all tied down. Nah, honestly, fuck this shit. Yo, this is Boogie, alright? Yeah.
Baby. talk to a friend, cause I know the most I could do. And we would never be alone again, cause it doesn't have another day. Can I count on you being a friend? Can I give it up a bit away? Now I thought about what I wanna say, but I never really know where to go. So I gave myself to a friend, cause I know the most I could do.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high. Fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night. So baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch.
Alright, I'm doing ladders. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a letter might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Anyways, the song we're listening to right now is called A Rose Blooms in Chaos. It's people fighting on a train with saxophone overlaid. Either overlaid or the person is playing the saxophone on the train. And I imagine
it's this a special song.
This is what New York is going to be like for us. At least that's how it used to be pre-COVID. I don't know what it's like now.
I've been recently. It's New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's New York.
Another thing I wanted to say is Daft Punk, the only thing that we can imagine over it is either an 8-bit car, synthwave car, driving, GIF, loopable image, or bird bobbing head up and down, bouncing to music, GIF.
They're just made for that.
They're made for that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only way for them to like make a lyric video. You know those lyric videos that you used to watch and it was just like a loopable GIF? I remember...
Yeah, they still make those.
Specifically Joji.
Oh.
Before he was big.
Mm.
I used to only listen to him on YouTube and SoundCloud. And on YouTube, he had songs that just had like a loopable GIF on it. And I was like, I need to find the origin of this GIF.
Mm.
It was a little nifty part of the internet that I say I definitely don't miss now that everything is so accessible. But coming up, we have 3005 by Childish Gambino, See You Girl by Steve Lacy, and Useless by Omar Apollo. And then we will be back. See ya.
See ya.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago, crew at my house, and we party every weekend, so, on the radio, that's my favorite song, make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long, now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor, girl, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Gotta strip it like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes. Now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends. I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies. Why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. The saddest shit is I'm bad as it. Beans they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 I used to care what people thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out. So therefore, I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect. We spend it with no shame. We blow that like Coltrane. We in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, yeah. Emily, fam, and Lorenzo, yeah. All of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. Can't tell, cause when them checks clear, they're not here, cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are staffed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental,
Just hold my hand even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side till 2005. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
You.
Let's talk about Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Man, what a talent. I've literally come on the show before and said this before.
This is a recurring topic.
I just love to come on here and say this. We were just saying, like, off air. Also, great theme, by the way. Sorry. Interrupted. his, like, I feel like comedy is, like, just being a comedian is not fulfilling for people as much. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, he does stand-up. He does acting. He does writing.
And I was like, out of music. All the things I want to... We were like, we want to see him do, like, a movie soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be amazing?
It'd be awesome if he could, like... He just needs to make his make a movie and then just make all the components himself. The soundtrack, the writing, the directing.
That's selfish on us, though. We're just like, yeah. Do everything.
He's just a genius and, like, yeah. Genuinely one of the greatest artists of our time.
I mean, I would love that. But also, I think just, like, a collaboration with someone just as equally talented in their field.
Yeah, we also think that he should be in... Like a Moonlight type role.
Yeah, like a really sad, I mean, maybe not fatherly. I think like an insecure father kind of vibe would be good.
Yeah, he just has a lot of acting potential that, like, I feel like isn't being fulfilled. Like, we see glimpses of it in some of his roles. I'm talking about movies specifically. In every movie that I've seen him in, it's like glimpses of like potential, and they keep him as like a side character, and it's like, come on.
He's got such like a depth for like real emotions that are important.
Yes, he definitely does have a depth for real emotions, and I would also like to see him in more of a lighthearted role, like back when he was in Community.
Yeah, give him something similar to like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Give him like a movie.
Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, something like that.
Well. I feel like when comedians are in really emotional roles, they are really great. Like, what's his name?
Uncut Gems?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about in Beautiful Boy.
Oh.
What's his name?
That was such an amazing movie. I don't even know who the comedian
is. Steve Carell.
Oh, that's
incredible.
That's him. Guys, yeah. Actually, this is a really sad movie. Like, literally the hardest movie I've ever seen.
I don't know if I recommend it. I have to restart.
I don't think I can recommend it. But
I have to restart Igor's theme, but you know what? It's fine. Because we didn't have enough time for it. But let's keep talking.
If you're an adult who can deal with...
We can't even talk about the themes of it on air because it is not appropriate for the air. But...
Give
Beautiful
it like 10
Boy.
Years. 10 years. Wait, like 10 years.
Incredible movie. Yeah. It really made me feel many different ways about my life. It was existential heck.
I'm older, and I was like, I could have used another 10 years until I watched this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There are some movies that really just hit you a very specific way. I mean, I feel like Everything Everywhere All at Once did that for a lot of people, and that's like the one that most people reference when they're talking about like a movie that really changed them. But
I think it has like a lighthearted air to it that's very relatable.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
But I think Beautiful Boy is one of those movies for me.
Sobbing.
I don't know
sobbing.
If you've seen this movie. It was on Netflix, The Mitchells vs. the Machine.
Oh my gosh, it's still on Netflix. It's a Netflix original, actually.
Yeah.
Great movie. That's a family movie.
That movie, I bawled my eyes out during that movie. Something about a happy family and a daughter and father getting along. And, you know, that's the stuff that really gets to me.
It's just
I think parent-child relationships are the most, like, wholesome and beautiful thing to depict within a movie. It's like, I feel like it's a lot more emotional for me to watch than it is to watch, like, a romantic relationship unfold.
I think that movie was, like, it got this, like, cringe thing going that was amazing, sort of like real life is cringe and that's like you need to accept it. I don't know, like the relationships were a little bit cringy in the things that they were doing, but there are real world scenarios, very beautiful father-daughter stuff. So yeah, it's very interesting.
We're like really trying to get to this 55 mark, so that we can say this is blah blah and you're listening to blah blah.
Oh, we got it. Don't worry about
it. We got this. I just need to keep restarting Igor and get some Igor, good deep
eyes. You guys gotta love Igor.
Igor, you really need to like Igor's theme.
It's a great theme. It is a great theme.
My favorite No Skips album of all time.
Super great, yeah.
Incredible album. But what else can we talk about?
I mean, let's talk about the vibes. I mean, the reason...
The theme of the show.
The theme of the show. Hey, have you gone outside recently? I'm serious. It's amazing out there.
It is so...
I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
I'm beaming.
The sun
yeah.
has arrived. I feel like I have a new lease on life That's right true. Now. It's incredible.
It can be cold, but it's sunny. It's not even cold. It's nice and warm.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It was a little windy today, I'll admit, but that was probably because we were on the seaport and it was, you know, but
yep, here in
Boston. It was wonderful. The winter jackets are going away. The boots are going away. It's about that time. Mr. Punxsutawney Phil was right. He knew it all along. He knew this was going to happen.
With that 45% accuracy rate,
wow.
Bud's really... No. But here's the thing, though. He's right. He's always right.
Punxsutawney Phil... He's
always right.
I don't want to get into it, but... He's such a dirty, rotten liar.
Whoa.
Oh. Punxsutawney Phil slander. I'm sorry.
I can't take it. That's a good movie.
I'm sorry, but...
Groundhog Day.
Punxsutawney Phil. He's probably not even the same groundhog from like 10 years ago.
Oh, I know he's not, but...
Junior.
Let's not talk about that. That's really...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to disrespect the legend himself.
Excuse the lineage, man. Come on.
It just kind of sucks.
Okay.
That, they have this propaganda being spread for so long.
You know,
with Punxsutawney.
It's just a dude living his life. He's just a the. Let him live.
He's so the. But anyways, to end the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
We must say that this theme has been summer.
Summer vibes.
Summer vibes. We're getting really excited about the summer, and it's 10:55, and this is Alexia and
Antonio,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this has been Xander the Skill to Catch a Vibe and Matter of Fact. See you guys next week.
Summer. I feel like summer. I feel like summer.